Druyard. Elmshaven, Sanitarium, California, October 27th, 1904. Dear Sister Druyard, I have received and read your letter and I understand it perfectly, for we went through the same experience, my husband and I, more than once during our connection together in the cause. These experiences are profitable to us if we will be sensible and act in a way that will not imperil life and health. We do not forget you, not one of you. If I could relieve the situation, I would do it most gladly. But we can only pray that God will help you, and we believe that He will. Our hearts are wholly with you, and we have not the slightest doubt that the hand that has led you into straight places will lead you into wide places. I hope that those who can will help and encourage you, and relieve the financial strain that must come upon you in this movement. You are in a hard place, but you have our fullest sympathy, and I believe that you will gain valuable knowledge from this experience. I have not been able to sleep since 1 o'clock. I have written a long letter to Brother Palmer. I feel that he needs spiritual help, and I am instructed to encourage and help him. On our arrival from the East, we found Marion very low. The 2 weeks since our arrival have been weeks of great anxiety for us, but we were not able to relieve the poor child much. Her sufferings were not intense, but she would not eat. For the last week, her strength was kept up largely by nutritive enemas. She died the day before yesterday. She passed away quietly, without regaining the consciousness that she lost at 7 that morning. The funeral was held here yesterday. We felt that we could indeed say with all our hearts, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation 14, verse 13. Thus indeed it will be in Marion's case. I shall miss her help greatly. As you know, she was with me for 25 years. But she is at rest, and I will not mourn, although I know that I have lost a true helper. I must stop now and get my writings together for Sarah to pack. We leave here for Los Angeles tomorrow morning. We shall stop over Sabbath at Los Angeles and then go on to San Diego. I shall try to write to you again soon. With love to you and to Brother and Sister Sutherland, and those at Madison.